This inflation is very hard to swallow, but the medicine doesn't taste great either. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. It played out according to the pregame analysis. The Federal Reserve resolved to vanquish inflation yesterday did move its key interest rate higher by 0.75 percentage point. And the Fed yesterday gave no indication it's ready to stop raising rates anytime soon. We'll reach another economic milestone this morning. The government's calculation of economic growth, gross domestic product, is due, covering the spring into summer quarter. Will that number start with a negative sign signaling contraction? That may not happen, but if it does, that's not officially a recession, but some will start saying it is when added to the slight contraction we saw in the winter. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer asked the chair of the Fed, Jerome Powell, about some of this at his briefing yesterday.
The Fed is raising rates to make it more expensive to borrow in a bid to tamp down spending, cool off the economy, and beat back inflation without causing a recession. Powell says the U.S. is not currently in a recession, which he defines as a broad-based decline across many industries lasting longer than a couple of months.
What we have right now doesn't seem like that, and the real reason is that the labor market is just sending such a signal of economic strength that it makes you really question the GDP data.
Powell also says GDP numbers tend to be revised pretty significantly, and you should take the first version of a GDP report with a grain of salt. I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
S&P futures are down 0.2% now. The 10-year interest rate is down at 2.79%. Now, Frontier and Spirit Airlines wanted to merge, then JetBlue showed up trying to buy Spirit instead. Just now, the Wall Street Journal reported that JetBlue has won and will buy Spirit for $3.8 billion. Antitrust regulators will review this. Learning about Marketplace Matters by watching documentary films is the premise of our Econ Extra Credit series. For summer fun this month, it's not a doc but a fictional series. The dystopian dark comedy Severance, up for 14 Emmy Awards now. It's about a shady corporation that uses brain surgery on employees to enforce work-life balance. And the employees have no idea why they do what they do, no hint of the purpose of their labor. For more on the lessons in the satire, let's turn to Adam Grant, who watched with us. He's a professor of management and a professor of psychology at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, David. Super fan of Severance, so this is exciting.
I'm glad that you watched it. Now, as a business professor watching, you must have been just shaking your head and no purpose. That doesn't work out in the end.
I mean, I thought it was hilarious because it captures what so many people experience at work. I don't know if you know this, David, but this was the topic of my doctoral dissertation, which, you know, conveniently is dramatized here. So one of my experiments was with fundraising callers who were bringing in money for a university, and nobody bothered to tell them where that money went. I brought in a single scholarship student to talk about how the money the fundraisers brought in had changed his life. The callers who were randomly assigned to just meet one person who benefited from their work nearly tripled in the amount of weekly revenue they brought in and more than doubled in the weekly effort they put in. And all of a sudden, instead of feeling like, you know, my job is basically to harass alums during dinner, they felt like, no, my work is actually all about making scholarships possible for students who can't afford an education. And that makes my job much more meaningful.
Yeah, it's not just purpose, it's meaningful purpose. I mean, you know, a kind of purpose is, well, I do what I do to keep the boss from yelling at me, or I do what I do to keep the paycheck coming. But that's not what would really motivate somebody.
No, what we're looking for is a sense that we matter. And yeah, one of the things I often push leaders and managers to do is to ask, if the jobs that your teams were doing didn't exist, who would be worse off? And then are you giving people a chance to meet those beneficiaries of their work? And that's ultimately what drives most people to care about what they do and feel valued.
Now, in the show, Severance, some contraband shows up at this office. It's a self-help book, pretty corny one, that prompts a kind of employee awakening. And here's a character reading from this book of quote-unquote wisdom.
A society with festering workers cannot flourish. Just as a man with rotting toes cannot skip. what separates man from machine is that machines cannot think for themselves. Also, they are made of metal, whereas man is made of skin. If you are a soldier, do not fight for my freedom. Fight for the freedom of the soldier fighting next to you. This will make the war more inspiring for you both.
Now, they're making fun here, but Adam, you write real books on these subjects, bestsellers translated into dozens of languages. How much did the book and the show make you cringe?
I guess there were moments. There were a couple of them that made me cringe because I thought that could actually appear in a self-help book and it would be packaged as profound, even though it's snake oil. You know, I think that one of my big problems, David, with self-help is if the industry was successful, it probably would have put itself out of business. I would actually love it if bookstores, instead of the self-help section, had a help others section. And, you know, I haven't seen that section crop up yet, but we can hope. And ideally, it would actually be grounded in rigorous evidence as opposed to quackery.
Adam Grant, organizational psychologist and a professor at Wharton. His latest book is called Think Again. He also hosts the podcast Work Life. Adam, thanks.
Thank you, David. Always a treat.
And don't miss Professor Grant's take on the insane inter-office rivalry that's in that show. The show's on Apple Plus, by the way. He's got data that confirm just how that kind of poison puts real-life companies on the road to ruin. Marketplace.org, if you missed that part of the interview on the air today. Econ Extra Credit, sign up for our free newsletter to follow along as we get back to documentaries next month. Marketplace.org/newsletters is the direct way there. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with our morning report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.